There's a new old voice in London town in the UK, and he's making a bid for a changing of the guard at number 10 Downing Street.
Do everything you can in these last 3 days to deliver that victory for all of us in the ballot box on Thursday, to give our children and our old people and those in between the security they need, the jobs they need, the pay they need, and above all, the economy that we all need.
On Thursday, voters in the UK go to the polls in a national election, and that's Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn speaking to a large crowd in northeast England. Corbyn and his Labour Party have cut what was initially a 17-point lead for incumbent Theresa May's Conservative Party when she called these snap elections in April down to 4 points, according to the latest YouGov poll with just 2 days to go. Dawn Foster, columnist for The Guardian, says politics, terrorism, and the surprising rise of Jeremy Corbyn have all made a transformer out of Prime Minister Theresa May.
In the past few weeks, I think Theresa May has moved from being seen as, in her own words, strong and stable, to a lot weaker. She was in charge of the police and security as Home Secretary for 6 years, which is a period of time that most politicians don't last in that role. But since the election began, Jeremy Corbyn has really, really picked up steam. I think Theresa May thought, alongside the Tories, that it would be a really easy campaign. She wouldn't have to put many policies out there. But instead, Labour have come back incredibly strong and made her look really, really weak. She'd made several U-turns on schooling, on police, etc. And now I think initially people assumed that after the terrible Manchester and London bombings that most people would start back in the government, as is usually the case. But unfortunately, Britain have had wide-ranging police cuts in the past 6 years. And now all of the police and armed forces are saying that they no longer feel they can actually protect Britain because of the cuts that Theresa May has brought in.
What's astounding to me, though, is that in the election pre-Brexit, I mean, it was just the Labour Party is gone. I mean, these are old people with no new policies. Theresa May then became this sort of strong and stable character. Now she's weak, and the Labour Party has undergone this resurrection that no one would have expected 2 years ago. The pot has been stirred there in Britain.
No, completely. And I think it comes down to what Jeremy Corbyn's strength is. So beforehand, as you mentioned, Jeremy Corbyn was seen in the media as a kind of joke figure. He was constantly under a lot of scrutiny, etc. And I think that Corbyn's strength lies in a similar way to like Bernie Sanders, in that he's been around for 30, 40 years in Parliament. He is a campaigner. So as soon as the campaign got going, that was where his strength came out. And I think Theresa May and the Tories were completely caught on the back foot. I didn't realise just how good Jeremy Corbyn and the Labour Party would be at campaigning. So we see Theresa May travelling around the country, locking herself into, small buildings, to take a couple of questions from pre-approved people, whereas Jeremy Corbyn last night and the night before had these huge, huge rallies of over 10,000 people that just turned up. The police had to try and turn people away because they were worried about the size of the crowds. And the Tories cannot bring that many people out. And I think they're really, really surprised by the youth turnout. So, in all the polls, it says that Jeremy Corbyn's looking at polling almost 80% amongst under 25s. And 4 out of 5 of them say they're definitely going to vote on Thursday. So I think the Tories really didn't understand how good at campaigning Jeremy Corbyn was. So in the past, he has kind of fluffed a lot of media appearances. Media have been very hard on him. But he is a brilliant campaigner. It's what he's done for decades. And Theresa May really isn't. She's a consummate politician.
If Corbyn wins, wither Brexit?
I think Brexit will definitely go ahead. I think the difference between May and Corbyn on Brexit is that May has tried to be quite stubborn. She's, she has, in her own words, said she is a bloody difficult woman and will go out of her way to make sure that Britain don't give an inch. Whereas I think Corbyn accepts the Brexit decision but wants to see if Britain can get a good deal, if Britain can continue sharing intelligence, if Britain can continue to trade, etc. So I think it's a very, very different approach. I think Brexit will happen regardless, but Corbyn is willing to go in and negotiate and try and work closely with Europe. May seems, in her own words, she said she was very, very happy, to leave with no deal instead of a bad deal. So, and actually for Britain, leaving with no deal means we fall back to WTO rules, which could leave us in a really, really, worrying economic position.
Finally, Dawn, there was a moment of populist support for, it appeared, Donald Trump at the moment of the surprise outcome of the Brexit vote. With all this, tweeting and Sadiq Khan saying, the mayor of London saying Trump is being a distraction. what do British citizens think of of this apparent, I don't know, disrespect is maybe too strong a word for the
I think disrespect is perfect. I mean, everybody I know in Britain is absolutely furious across the political spectrum. I think in the past, you know, the left and the Corbyn supporters in Britain have been a lot harder on Trump. But now, if you actually look at what Trump said, it has angered the British people incredibly. So you have every newspaper under the sun, you know, every politician under the sun, you know, willing to come out and condemn Trump and say that any invitation for a state visit should be rescinded, except Theresa May, it's interesting to note. So I noticed that Jeremy Corbyn, Sadiq Khan were attacking Trump on Twitter today, but Theresa May still hasn't come out there. And I think that's partly because of her worry about being alone after Brexit. But again, it doesn't make her look very popular because the British people are furious at Trump over his comments, you know, towards Sadiq Khan and by extension towards London.
Well, I wouldn't have imagined a more fascinating election than the Cameron vote and then the Brexit vote. But this Thursday looks to be every bit as fascinating as those two. Dawn Foster, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dawn Foster is a columnist for The Guardian newspaper.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.